Still, overall, how weird is it to have a game that doesn't ever get to officially be completed?
That's the first one, actually, I've ever been a part of. In high school, it was a part of a rain delay, but or a lightning delay, but never one that didn't get finished, so that's kind of weird.
You know, but in that, you know, in the time that you guys did get to play, you know, you really did a lot offensively. You scored 35 points. Just how far do you think this offense has come in the non-conference slate?
I think after the Stanford game, we had something to prove about our ability, our inability to score. We struggled in the red zone, I think, against Stanford, and that's something that we really took personal. So these last two games, I think we set out to prove to everyone that we can score points and that we're going to put up as many points as we can. So I think we've accomplished that goal.
As a wide receiver, just how far do you think Jesse Ertz has come just from off of his knee injury last year and then building up to where he is now?
Well, I think with every game, you know, with quarterbacks who get their first start, especially against Stanford, you know, stuff like that. But with every game, you build confidence. And I think Jesse's come a long ways. And especially when, you know, we go out and put up 63 points, you know, that's definitely going to give a new quarterback a lot of confidence. And I think he's handled it well. And he came out with another great performance today. And I think we can continue to build off that going into conference play.
Deontay, when this offense gets rolling, how difficult is it for defenses to stop you guys?
I think we have a lot of weapons across the board, and we have a stable of running backs who do a great job, and I have a lot of faith in our receiving core and Jesse. And so I think, you know, we give defenses a lot of problems and a lot of fits to come out and have to guard everyone. You know, you can't game plan for just one guy, because at that point we could really hurt you in other ways.
Jesse and Alex combined to complete passes to eight different players tonight. Just talk about the variety in the both passing and running game.
I mean, I think that says a lot for, you know, not only the receiving core, the play calling, and the quarterbacks. You know, I think for them to have trust to get the ball to eight different guys and for eight different guys to get open is something that you should be proud of just as an offense as a whole, and something that we worked towards, you know, worked toward a lot, especially in practice and in the offseason.